I have
current geek.
This is Current Geek, episode 144 for January 19th, 2011. Aw, man, my robot has the runs. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Current Geek. This is Current Geek, the show about the geekiest stories of the web. I'm Scott.
And we're fast. We're super fast in this episode.
When I say something about robots having the runs, what do you think I'm talking about, Tom?
Jogging.
What? Running robot aims to take on Usain Bolt. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, okay. You did.
All right. Because well, that's one of those words I'll get credit or criticized for not saying right, but I apparently did. We've seen a lot of bipedal robots before, like the thing that Honda makes. I always forget his name.
Asimo.
Yes, Asimo. They also tend to move like, you know, robots, kind of janky. Although Asimo and others like that, or Osimo, or however you say it, those all kind of give me the creeps because there's a lot of human movement in there. But Ryuma Niyama.
You said that one right.
Am I batting a thousand a day or what?
I have no idea if you said that one right. Sounded right to me.
He's of MIT's Robot Locomotion Group, wants to build a bot that runs as much like a human as possible, right down to the black nylon running shorts.
They could have named him better.
You
they
think
named
so?
Him Athlete.
Well, talked about PrinterBot on the last Current Geek Weekly.
Yeah, MakerBot.
Or MakerBot, rather. PrinterBot.
That would be like if they named him Printer.
I noticed that this one that we're talking about, like this Athlete bot, has those feet and legs that you see in a lot of amputee athletes they'll use in running.
Yeah. And I think it's derived from the same technology.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. The robot named Athlete, as you mentioned, sports an artificial muscular skeletal system that mirrors human muscles in the leg, hip, and lower abdomen, the booty, and mirrors the booty as well. Has a springy, elastic blade foot like those seen in prosthetic running legs. The goal is to build a flexible, agile robot with less of a mechanical gait. And more of a Usain Bolt type stride.
Right. So the robots can run after us and catch us.
Ooh, don't like that at all. Here's some interesting...
Nice job, MIT.
champion sprinters of the world, they say, should not worry yet. So basically, this thing can take about 5 steps, about 3.9 feet per second, but then it falls down.
Okay, I'm not too worried yet.
Yeah, we're okay right now, but this is a step in that direction, I suppose.
It's 5 steps.
Honestly, dude,
literally.
Okay, as robots go, looking at this image, and those listening to us can't see this, you need to go to the link and check it out, but I'm not afraid of robots that look like us anymore. I'm afraid of robots that look like that thing. That would be the freakiest damn thing you ever saw coming down the street.
Well, yeah, because it's got the prosthetic legs like you're talking about, and then some black track shorts. And then a bunch of wires and conduits and bubble head. Like there's nothing anthropomorphic about it above the waist.
Yep. And that makes it all the creepier. It's like that dog robot you're so fond of. What's it called?
Yes. Big dog.
Yeah. That one that's just and crawling all over stuff like a big metallic crab of some sort. I hate that kind of stuff. That one of my, I don't even know if there's a term for it, but one of my great phobias in this world are robots like that, like just creepy, non-humanistic, just ugh. there's no uncanny valley. Instead, it's like uncanny, you know, hellscape robots, and I don't like that. But anyway, yeah. cool step in the right direction. What is the practical application in your mind? What do we need this guy for?
Well, if we're going to make humanoid robots that are going to carry out the tasks that humans are going to, you know, carrying out now, they'll need to work in the way that humans work, and running is one of the things we do that that robots can't. I mean, Asimo really can't get around very well, you know. So this is a huge step in that direction.
No pun intended.
It's 5 steps.
All right. All right, let's move on to a geeky reader submission. These come to us at currentgeek@gmail.com. This one comes to us from Greg, the high school math teacher from near Raleigh, North Carolina, who says this: Scott and Tom, in all the geeky TV shows and movies you've mentioned in the show, you've never heard any of you mention ABC's No Ordinary Family or NBC's upcoming The Cape. Nothing good, nothing bad, or indifferent. So how about that? Thanks, guys. Love the show. I have only seen No Ordinary Family,
And
that show doesn't know what it wants to be. It wants to be funny one minute, serious the next, and that can't be done. I think it can be done better in things that are maybe animated, like The Incredibles, sort of, which this is sort of mirrored after. I would prefer a much more unbreakable approach to my superheroes in live action on TV. And unfortunately, I don't think anybody's planning on doing that. I don't know about The Cape because I haven't seen it. But
I have heard nothing good about either show. Yeah. And I've heard much worse about The Cape than No Ordinary Family. So IO9 gives No Ordinary Family a little bit of credit here and there. But The Cape has been universally lambasted in every arena. I haven't watched either one yet, so I can't see either. And I think that's why, Greg, you haven't heard us say good, bad, or indifferent, because we haven't watched them.
Yeah, we haven't seen enough. I've seen No Ordinary Family, and the three episodes I saw were okay, but only okay. Honestly, it made me just want to watch The Incredibles again. So there you have it. Sorry about The Cape. NBC can't seem to do a hero show to save their lives.
I like the first couple seasons of Heroes.
It was all right. I was one of those that kind of always kind of had problems with it. And
really?
In season two, when everyone lost their memory or the important people did and had to start over discovering themselves, and well, I could go on for days about that. But I actually like
the last season of Heroes, not nearly as much as the first couple, but the first season was great.
Yeah.
Second season was okay. The last season I thought was better than the second season.
Well, there you have it. TV heroes are hard. We know that for sure. Thank you so much for sending us that, Greg. Anyone can send us these kinds of emails or attachments if you want. That address is currentgeek@gmail.com. The website is currentgeek.com. Follow us on Twitter @currentgeek. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Tom, and for Greg, the high school math teacher near Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll see you next time.
Cops got guns. Run!
4Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.